today we'll be looking at a little more at the fruitful life. Last week we looked at patience. That was an interesting fruit to look at least for me. We saw that patience is long-suffering and forbearing. We saw that God is patient and slow to anger, and that is what we are called to be as well. And patience is something in short supply, especially in our time and culture. And patience is something that is visible, and we need to be showing it, not making excuses for when we don't, but we need to be showing it. So let's look at our passage that we're going through and remind ourselves of what the fruit of the Spirit is and what we'll be looking at next. So Galatians 5, 22 through 23. I'll go ahead and read that. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Last week we looked at patience, so today we're looking at kindness. If we remember a little from last week, we're going to see that there is a very close connection between patience and kindness. And we'll also see a connection between kindness and goodness. A lot of them are really connected. But patience and kindness. And when we were first starting this series, we looked at love to begin with. And we saw that the fruit... we saw that what love looks like in 1 Corinthians 13, 4, it starts out with love is patient, love is kind. So we see patience and kindness are a part of love. Love really covers a multitude of the fruits that we're looking at, but it's interesting how patience and kindness are closely related to each other. So kindness, what is it? If someone is kind, if someone has shown kindness to you, what does that look like? What behavior, what actions, or what are marks of kindness? I just want you thinking about that. If someone's kind, or you think, boy, that person's kind, what is it they've done for you to think that? And I don't think there's just one answer, because it requires us. There isn't one answer because it's going to look different. It's not always going to look the same. You see, there's an element of thoughtfulness or an element of personal attention or meeting an individual need. You see, kindness might be as simple as a pleasant word or a caring smile. It could be helping, encouraging. It could be comforting others. Doing something that serves or benefits others, especially when there's nothing to gain in doing so other than just helping to fill a need. The way kindness is often used in the Bible, we get a sense of another word, generosity. Such biblical kindness isn't always referring to being generous with possessions or finances, though it might be part of it. It can be generous with one's time and talents and actions in a way that benefits another. Though we see kindness in what people do, the real depth of kindness is found in the character of the individual. Here's what I mean. Let's say I'm driving down the road and I see someone on the side of the road trying to fix a flat tire. And I can see that they're struggling. They need help. So I pull over and I help them change the flat tire. Would that be kindness? Yes. So that action, we would consider that action to be kind. But let's change it a little bit. I see someone struggling. I stop. I'm in a hurry. And I'm grumbling under my breath. I can see they're struggling with it. But then I make them feel terrible that they don't know how to do it themselves. though my, and I still help them change the tire, is that still kindness? Oh. So if I leave them feeling worse, have I really been kind? I might have helped them by changing the tire, but if I belittled them and made them feel worse, I would say I would lose on the kindness. I've lost a part of that aspect of kindness. Might have been helpful, but not kind. So there's an aspect of kindness that comes from in us. Kindness starts in the heart and shows a true concern for others. So kindness really cannot be equated to just mere actions or mere generosity alone. It comes in a package deal of truly having concern for others, not just through the actions, but caring for the spiritual and the emotional aspects of the person and then acting on that. Full caring and concern plus action is where we're getting to kindness. I don't know, as I was writing this, I just kind of had a heavy feeling. It's like, yeah, we can be helpful, but can we be helpful and kind? And it's just, I think there's been a number of times I've missed out on opportunities that I could have really shown kindness. And I think when we look at kindness, even in the times that we failed, this is where we look to the Holy Spirit to help us, to have a true care and a true concern for others. Kindness really can go a long way in helping others see Christ, because that's something in God's character. There are many examples in Scripture that point to God's kindness, and we see it fully in the ministry and work of Jesus Christ. But before I go to the New Testament, I think we have to look at some of the Old Testament kindness to get a hint or a little better understanding of how kindness is put into action. Turn with me to Psalm 136. Psalm 136. And I know I'll have it up here on the screen, but if you have your Bible, I'd invite you to open it to this one in particular, because I do want you to look at it. Psalm 136, starting with verse 1. Verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Now this whole psalm, the whole psalm of 136, it has 26 verses. And for those of you that have your Bibles open, quickly look at the end of each of those verses. Each one of those verses, it ends the very same way. It says, His love endures forever. That word translated love has often been translated in different ways in the past, and depending on what Bible translation you have, it may look a little different. The Hebrew word translated love in that last section, it's the word hesed. And it does mean love. It means a steadfast love, but it also embraces a little more than just steadfast love. It embraces kindness and mercy. Does anyone here have a New American Standard Bible? What does yours say? The last verse. So His loving kindness is everlasting. That translation is bringing in a little bit of what that word means in Hebrew. There's a steadfast love that is kind. I think, I'm sure there's someone here with the King James Version too. What does King James Version say? It says mercy. His mercy endures forever. His mercy is everlasting. So that kindness and mercy aspect in this love is there. And it continues after every phrase. And I would invite you to read that entire psalm this week. Giving thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His loving kindness, His mercy endures forever. It's a part of His character. This is a character of the God we serve. Not only did God continually show this loving kindness to His people, but the people celebrated His loving kindness as well. We see in Isaiah 63, verse 7. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which He is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things He has done for the house of Israel, according to His compassion and many kindnesses. Loving kindness is a quality celebrated by those who know the Lord. You see, God is the same today as He was in the past. This hasn't changed. The Lord showed kindness to the Israelites, and that same kindness is available to all of us today. I say it's available because it can also be rejected. His loving kindness can be rejected. Have you ever tried to do something kind for someone only to be rejected? It's like all I wanted to do was help. But no. In our time, people often think that there's ulterior motives for kindness. You see, kindness is something that's also in short supply, and when someone appears to be kind, many people think there's something else going on. Why are they being kind out of the blue? Why would they be kind to me? They're wanting something. And so there are times where kindness is masked for something else. You and I might have wondered ourselves at times, why is this person being kind to me? What are they trying to get? It's unfortunate when we go there. But we live in a time where there is something that we have to be concerned about. Why would they just be kind? Are they trying to get something? Do something else? And for those that are just simply trying to be kind because of kindness, it is hard to be rejected. I've tried helping people over the years and tried to show kindness only to be rejected. Maybe they thought I had other motives. Maybe they felt that kindness was a handout and their pride wouldn't allow for it. Maybe they're simply just angry and bitter and didn't want to receive any kind of kindness that would take away from their bitterness. Whatever the answer, kindness can be rejected for us, and the loving kindness of God can be rejected just the same. People do reject God's loving kindness. Romans 2:4. Or do you show contempt for the riches of His kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? I find it interesting how Paul describes God's kindness, the riches of His kindness. The Lord's kindness is a blessing in our lives. His kindness enriches us. It enriches our lives. It enriches us. But people will show contempt toward it. God's kindness is not getting something in return. It isn't for God's personal gain, but God's kindness is for our gain. Think about it. When we repent, God wants us all to repent and turn from sin. But who gains? We do. When I repent and turn from sin and start walking towards the Lord, you see, sin leads to death and judgment, but moving towards God through through repentance is leading to salvation and eternal life. We benefit from the Lord's loving kindness. God's ultimate act of kindness was seen in the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. As we enter into the Christmas season, we are reminded of the greatest kindness of God. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3, verse 4. Titus 3, verse 4. But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. It's interesting as we read through this, kindness, we've already looked as it's close to mercy and generosity, and we see all three in here, all aspects of God's loving kindness. God's loving kindness brought us Jesus Christ, who gave us salvation, gave us renewal and hope. Kindness is again a character trait of our Heavenly Father, and He shows it to us over and over and over again. If it is a part of God's character and a quality that we see, then we too need that same character and quality in our lives that we need to show to one another. Because the greatest kindness has been shown to us and is continually shown to us every day by our Lord, then we have the capacity to show that same kindness to others. We saw last week that patience is often shown in times of tension or in times of differences. It's in tension and differences that we can show patience. But kindness, that can be shown all of the time. All of the time. In the great times and in the hard times, we can still show kindness. In the times of joy, in the times of trial, we can still show kindness. You see, kindness doesn't depend on our mood. It doesn't depend on our circumstances. Kindness depends on our hearts that are leaning toward God. If our hearts are leaning towards the Lord, then we will have that same character as Him. I'd like to read out of Jeremiah 9:23. Jeremiah 9:23. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in these I delight, declares the Lord. See, as we're leaning into the Lord, as we're leaning into our Savior, as we're clinging to Him and we get to know Him, let us boast in knowing the Lord. Let us understand Him and let us delight in what He delights in. Here we see He delights in justice, righteousness, and of course, kindness. If we delight in kindness, we'll show kindness. Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy. That's that hesed word that we saw earlier, that loving kindness word. To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with our God. As I've mentioned before, that those mercy and kindness are so closely related. The New American Standard does simply translate it as kindness. But the point we see here is that God has pointed out things. He requires to act justly, to walk humbly with God, and we are to love kindness, to love mercy. To love mercy or kindness is to express it as our Savior has done for us. When we get to Jesus in the New Testament, we see over and over His examples of kindness. One author I was reading, he said that there are many times that Jesus was interrupted while He was ministering or doing something else. Whether He was on a journey or visiting or eating, He would frequently get interrupted. He didn't respond with irritation. He didn't just send them away. Instead, He responded with warmth and with kindness. He actually showed respectful kindness to those who often are rejected or are shunned. He gave so many people His time and attention and had a caring attitude. Jesus showed extraordinary kindness when He crossed social barriers and broke down social taboos. I mean, Jesus ate and drank with people who were repulsed by others. Remember, the woman who touched Jesus' garment when she was having a bleeding issue? Remember that one? Or remember the woman who came and poured perfume on Jesus' feet in the home of the Pharisee? Or remember the Samaritan woman that was at the well and Jesus talked with her, ministered to her? She was the one even her own people didn't want to be near. Remember the chief tax collector, Zacchaeus? I know a number of you kids know the song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. Well, guess what? Jesus went and stayed with him. A tax collector. These people were shunned. They were hated or regarded as nothing. Jesus showed kindness and mercy everywhere He went. Jesus is our example. Jesus is the one we follow after. Most of us want to think, you know, I'm kind most of the time. See, kindness can be easy when that person has been kind to us, right? For some of us, there might have been many occasions where we could show kindness, but do not. Are we too busy? Are we in a rush? Are we unable to be interrupted to see the needs around us? Is it inconvenient? Do we fail to see people that have been ignored or people that we shy away from that have needs? The reality is that kindness is a fruit of the Spirit and it doesn't come naturally for us. I think that's why we need the Holy Spirit to grow it within us. This kind of kindness that God is looking for needs to be cultivated. There will likely be a process in which it is grown and visibly seen by others. So how do we do that? We begin making kindness a part of our daily lives. Kindness becomes a habit that permeates our character. Kindness isn't just filling a need or doing something to help. It is seeing those around us with a heart of compassion and caring. A lot of times we can just walk by. Just say, I'll leave that for someone else. I think of the Good Samaritan story. I'm going off notes here. The Good Samaritan story where this person has been beat up and left there. And who walks by? We see first a priest. And we see a Levite. And they just kind of stay clear of this man that needs help. I think a lot of times for us, it's easy just to say, the next person will take care of this. The next person will show kindness. I'm not in the mood to be kind right now. We need to start looking with a heart of compassion to everyone around us. Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Again, we're seeing other fruits of the Spirit in this list, and we know they're together, yet they're separate. But we see that statement to clothe yourselves. Clothe yourself with kindness means that it's not just happening naturally. We have to be intentional. We have to put it on. As followers of Christ, you are a chosen people. As a follower of Christ, you've been made holy by Christ. You are dearly loved, and you have the capacity to put on kindness, and you have the ability to share it with others. Again, there are many ways we can show kindness, but here's one in Ephesians 4:32 that I wanted to share with you. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Forgiveness is a way that God shows His loving kindness. Often we think kindness is something we do in action, but again, when we're looking at a heart of kindness, we see that kindness can be shown in different ways. We have the capacity to forgive those who have sinned against us. And though it might be difficult, we are to forgive as the Lord forgave us. Kindness isn't limited to physical actions, but it incorporates a care and concern that's more than just the physical. To forgive is an act of kindness. Can we be kind daily? Can we be kind every day? Part of me feels like we need to be cautious, though. In a world that desires to take and to hurt, we might have to be aware that kindness isn't blind. And even though we want to show kindness, there are evil people in this world that would take advantage or prey upon the kindness of others. I'm not going into details, but simply want to say this. Kindness is very important. And in our time and culture, we have plenty of opportunities to show kindness. We simply need to look out for the dangers and to weigh the risks, while at the same time, an act of kindness may be sacrificial. I'm not so sure about the stories that may be emerging after these tornadoes, but I know I've been in a number of bad storms where tornadoes or storms or things that happened, and there's always stories of heroes that are dying to protect either their family or strangers. Whether it's storms, even shootings, other circumstances. Jesus did that for us. His greatest act of loving kindness was giving His life for us. We were undeserving, yet we remember and give thanks and praise Him for loving us that much. Because without His kindness, we would be without life or hope or eternal life.